Talk of the town on this May the 9th, 2023. Sean, Brad, allowing me, Johnny Wharf, to jump in. They rarely let me jump in on Talk of the Town, but special occasion today, a good friend of our community, of the radio station, of me, Roger Rush, longtime minister at 6th and Washington Street Church of Christ, and you are rolling up to, what, the end of this month?
May 28th, I finish my work with 6th and W.
All right, let's jump back to, I think we're on the same train, because I started at the radio station July 1985, mm-hmm. and I know you started your ministry before that, but here, right?
I started here October of 85.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then we have Truth for Today, mm-hmm. which has been on WMOA, and I don't know when that started, but hopefully you'll be able to fill us in on that, but 30 minutes of Roger, Truth for Today, and we have a lot of people sending us notes over the last couple of weeks about, what a great, powerful 30 minutes every week, 11 o'clock on WMOA, different times, 9:30 on JAWS, and also 8:30 on ESPN. So talk a little bit about the infancy of the program. We'll start there.
We were approached in 87, I guess, with the possibility of being on, and we jumped on it, and were with you for 2 years, and for reasons that I can't explain, took a break for 2 years, and then started again, and I think it was about 1990, total 34 years altogether, and we've just really enjoyed working with you.
It's been so good as well, this relationship. So early days, and I have to ask you about this because I kind of know the answer, but not 100%. So talk about formats of delivering this program. And you have a smile on your face, but it's because we've been through a lot of formats, haven't we?
We started out with just basically me talking for 30 minutes with an intro and a closing. And over time, it appeared to me that folks are not going to spend 30 minutes listening to me. Many people are listening as they travel. And so I started a few years ago breaking it down to segments. I do a hymn and maybe a three and a half, 4 minute segment, another hymn. And therefore, you can hear something of value. And if you have to get out of the car and go, you've still gotten something. And that format's really worked well for us, I think, in recent years.
I would let our listeners know that not one time we stopped, dropped, and rolled on this. We were going to do this program Thursday.
Right.
Now we're doing it today, and it's live. Mm-hmm. And not one time did you say, what are you going to ask? What are we going to talk about? What are we doing? And I realized it's because you're live you got to be on every week, right? There's no do-overs.
I have had difficulty adjusting to that with this program because we started out with reel-to-reel.
Right.
Went to cassette and then to CD. And with CD, you just have to get it right the first time or you have to start completely over again. And so I've just gotten accustomed to saying what I need to say. And if it comes out great, wonderful. If I mess up, that's just life. I'm not perfect. And right. We just keep rolling.
So talk a little bit about, over the years, two families, right? So you've got your Roger Rush family, you've got your 6th and Washington Street Church of Christ family, Marietta family, and those that you may not even know about, obviously, that are connected through Truth for Today. Is that hard to juggle or probably pretty rewarding?
We've been really fortunate to live in Marietta for 38 years. Our children got a wonderful education here. We got to know nearly everyone in the community, which has been great. I like a small town environment. Sure. And we go out to eat. We see people we know everywhere we go here. And that's great. The church has just been tremendous. 38 years with one congregation is unusual to say the least. And it's not me, it's them. They're very patient and understanding. And I've appreciated that. They've been extremely supportive. And then just the opportunity to get to know everyone around and to work with WMOA as we have. And I just couldn't have an experience that's been better than what I've had with you all, Johnny. And I'm not saying that because you're, 3 feet away.
Right.
It's just been remarkable the way we've been able to work together and no problems in 34 years. And that's, I think, really a testimony to the job you're doing here.
Speak a little to the ministry of the profession. So we You know, I don't talk to you like I'm talking to you, right?
Right.
And then we inflect and we try to come across so that it's understandable. And your voice is so soothing and it comes across so well. And I'm just wondering, did you practice? Is there a formal education? You know, did they say in school, this is the way to do it? I don't know the answer.
I learned what I know after I got out of college. I have a BA and an MA, but that really matters little. The important thing is to just know the Bible. And I've spent my life trying to know what the scriptures say and presenting them so that people can understand them. And how effective I am, others are going to have to judge. But my work is such that I generally hear people say, it must be great to work one day a week, just Sunday.
Yes.
But my philosophy is that a preacher ought to work the same number of hours every week that anyone in the congregation works, plus at least another 10 to 20 hours, because we're asking others to volunteer their time. So I'm pretty regimented. I get to work every morning at 7 a.m., and I get home 4, 5, 6, just depending. And I take Saturdays off because when my children were home, that was their day off, and I wanted to spend time with them. But
right.
I found out over the years that that gets interrupted a lot. For some reason, that's when people want to get married.
Sure.
And more, it's when they also want to be buried. So I've had to really juggle a lot of things to spend time with the kids and with my wife. But it's all worked out. I've been really blessed with a wonderful family and tremendous community.
Roger Rush, longtime minister of 6th and Washington Street Church of Christ, is our guest. Talk of the Town is the program on this May 9th, 2023. Johnny Worth sitting in to do this interview today, and you'll have to cue me when it's time to take a break. But I'm glad you didn't ask me what I was going to ask you, because I don't have a single question written down, and so we are just rolling, which I appreciate you doing with us. But I'll kind of dovetail off of what you said and knowing the scripture. So is there a favorite gospel? Is there a favorite scripture? Is that a crazy question to ask?
That's a crazy question, because I have to say all of them.
Right.
That's probably an exaggeration, but every time I read the scriptures, something just jumps off the page at me that I've read many times before, but it didn't really connect until every morning I read about 8 to 10 chapters. And I've read and read and read. I've gone through the Bible too many times to count, but I'm always seeing something that seems to be for the first time that just, why, that's so powerful.
Okay, and I'm going to take off that here. We're going to take a quick little break, but I want to take off that and share my favorite scripture and exactly how it hits me where my feet are very differently every day, I think, which is why it's my favorite, and I think they'll all probably fit into the category of such, but maybe we can discuss my favorite scripture and as it relates to your next stage of life. All right, coming around pretty quickly, right? Should be fun,
that
I think,
getting
together with the kids. All right, we'll do that. This is Talk of the Town. We'll be back with Roger Rush and more right after this. Talk of the Town on May 9th, 2023. Our guest is a longtime minister at 6th and Washington Street Church of Christ and host of Truth For Today, Roger Rush. I'm going to jump into scriptures, and I'll give you one here. Okay. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we cannot see. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for.
Hebrews 11:1.
Thank you. And the assurance of what we cannot see. So, on any given day, let's take your kids, okay? We have a Dr. Rush,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, you hope that, you know, when you're young, they're going to grow and be successful. And then you have to you don't know that there's going to be a doctor at the beginning of that name in years to come. But what does that make you feel like inside?
Tremendously blessed. I look back over life, and when our children came along, my first question was, how in the world am I going to be able to raise them and educate them and pay for all of it? And
right.
That seemed a real challenge at the outset, but things just fall into place. The Apostle Paul said, we ought to walk by faith, not by sight. When we put our trust in God, things that seem impossible suddenly are possible.
Right.
And we can, if our confidence is in Him and not in ourselves, we get up every morning excited to take on the day. If I had a favorite passage, you ask, it would probably be Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Sure.
I just thoroughly enjoy Mondays. because it's the way to get my feet back into the work and start another week and get ready for Sunday, which is actually the first day of the week. Every day is a challenge and exciting, and new things are happening, and God's just good. And if we put our trust in Him, we'll not be disappointed. If we put our trust in others, they let us down.
Sure. Roger Rush is our guest, a longtime minister at the 6th and Washington Street Church of Christ, retiring at the end of this month. And so we'll kind of roll there, okay? So if we're talking about this is the day, it's got to be a little daunting. And I'm not far from doing the same thing you're doing, right? And what is to come? You know, we don't know. No. So we live today. But you do have plans, right? So talk a little bit about maybe what's ahead.
Our plan is to eventually move to Hilliard, Ohio, closer to our children and our grandchildren. But I don't intend to quit preaching and teaching. I've scheduled events for the next 6 years already. I do what most people would refer to as revivals or gospel meetings.
Sure.
And I do a lot of Wednesday night things and have already had opportunities to go elsewhere on Sunday. So I tend to be busy. But that full-time drag, I'm kind of looking forward to pulling away from that for a little bit. And if I want to sleep in some morning, I can.
Right.
But we just leave it in the Lord's hands. I don't know, as you say, what the future holds.
I speak a little to the traveling ministry because Keith Wharton is
yes, good friend.
A good friend of yours and mine, mm-hmm. You know, did a side hustle here at the radio station for many years, and
yes.
We broadcast your son's game. But and he can listen now in California, which is crazy to me, and he
listens
often, but that's the way of the world. But he talked about the very first time, probably in the 80s, that his mom, Bill and Mary, heard you at a school, or a New Lex church maybe, mm-hmm. in New Lexington or something.
Yeah.
First time they'd ever heard you,
yeah.
And maybe weren't even going to church at the time, but then hadn't missed in
they were,
all the years.
Yes. They were members at 6th and Washington when I moved there.
Okay.
And I've gone Florida, Tennessee, Virginia, Pennsylvania. Everywhere I've gone, they showed up.
And you were like, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah,
groupies?
This,
what are we doing here?
This is crazy. I wouldn't follow me. Why are you? But they were such sweet, sweet people, and they've been very close to us for this entire time. And of course, Mary passed away not long ago.
Right.
But Bill's actually doing fairly well. I saw him Sunday morning with Keith at 6th and Washington.
Wow.
And they're just tremendous people and so supportive.
All right. I'd like to speak also, and this is not something you probably care to talk about, and it's not to impress anybody, but rather impress upon them the quiet warrior for Christ. So the guy that again, I wish I only had to work one day, right? So it's the guy that goes to the hospitals, to the nursing homes. I know you were there yesterday. Somebody, my mother-in-law, you were there to see many people. But over the last, if we're going to talk about where our feet are, just over the last several years, have you seen things change in terms of need of people maybe that were more sheltered than they were before, and or people trying to find something, isolation or whatever the case, just through what we went through the last few years?
COVID hit most churches really hard, and a lot of people stopped attending.
Sure.
And it's a slow process getting back, but I anticipate over time that they'll realize that we just all need to be together. But what I've seen is a lot of loneliness out here in the world. I go to the hospital every day. I go to the nursing homes once a week to see people that, by and large, often don't have anybody else
right.
to see them. And they just need to know they're not forgotten and that they matter. Everyone matters. And I don't want anyone to forget that. They matter to God. They ought to matter to us.
Yeah. And I try to tell our guys here, and I think they understand it particularly. And I'll tell the listeners that we're sitting here, Sean's producing the show, Brett's videoing the show, and Roger and I are having a cup of coffee, but that, you know, they're reaching people every day that they don't know about, and it may be the only voice that they hear, and I think that speaks a lot to what we can do with what we're given from
exactly.
God.
Yeah, people are watching, and
right.
they take note of how you conduct yourself, how you speak, whether you smile or not. It's just important to be friendly and let people know that, you know, they matter. And a smile you can give away and almost instantly get it back.
That's right. And you're lucky because I think I've never seen your wife not smile. Does she just wake up that way? Or?
My wife is probably the best asset I have.
Right.
She is absolutely outgoing in every way. She knows everyone, talks to everyone, is just so wonderful. The only thing about that that is a little disconcerting is that when she goes into a store for 5 minutes, it's going to be 45 because, oh, I ran into so-and-so, and then I ran into them, and we just had to talk and catch
up. Sure.
That's her nature. Yeah.
Absolutely. So talk about, maybe let's jump back to the infancy of, and we'll jump on family a little bit. So your relationship there and then the transition into ministry, into children, into grandchildren, right?
Right. Three.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a lot. That's a big ball to throw at you, but try to cover it.
Well, we were married for 5 years before our daughter came along.
Okay.
And then 3 years later, our son. And I've always felt that one of the greatest responsibilities we have in this world as parents is to make sure that our kids get the foundation that they can grow up to be good citizens and servants of God. And so I really made an effort to spend time with them and over the years and do the things they wanted to do and encourage them. And I've been so blessed. I don't want to brag, but
go ahead.
We're really blessed with two wonderful kids, and their mates are just the sweetest people you'd ever meet. They're just like children to us as well. And then three grandchildren, the youngest 2.5, is probably the reason why we're contemplating moving to Hilliard.
Angela and Adam, right? Angela older?
Angela's the oldest, yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so, and they both are, they, I assume, get along well?
They get along really well. They're together all the time. They live about 15 minutes apart, but soon, next year, Angela and Mike are building a new house. They'll be 8 minutes apart. They sit together and worship every Sunday, twice, and Wednesday night, and then they're at each other's houses all the time. Yeah, they're very, very close.
All right. You're a special man. I want you to know that. I know you know it, and I appreciate your time with us, lo, these many years on the radio and certainly jumping in for a little live radio on this Tuesday morning.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. I don't know why anybody would want to listen, but thank you for inviting me, and it's been a pleasure, Johnny, being associated with WMOA and the other stations for so many years. And again, could not have had a better relationship. You've gone out of your way to help us.
Thank you. You're fabulous. Talk of the town on this May the 9th. Johnny Wharf along with Roger Rush. Brett Wharf also in studio is Sean Jones. Thanks for tuning in.